Please open your Bibles to the book of Joel. Book of Joel in your Scofield Bible. Page 931, Joel, the first chapter. That's just after the books of Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, and then Joel. We'll be reading verses 15 through 20. We'll read the verses responsively. The 17th verse is the text verse for this morning's message. And let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God, as is our practice to do. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before our eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed is rotten under their clods. The garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of the sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. And let's pray. And Father, we're thankful for this church, and what a wonderful thing it was to hear of what you've done already in the service that preceded this one with our Spanish friends. Now we pray that you do some work here among us. And others have been saved already. There are more who need thee. Grant thy power and blessing upon this service, upon our preacher. And give us carefulness to hear the Word of God, that which you've preserved for us, that which is vital for our help and blessing and salvation. Make it so in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to speak this morning on the subject, spoiled rotten. You've heard the term. You've said it to your wife time and time again. You're spoiled rotten. You've said it to your children. You're spoiled rotten. Of course, nobody's ever said it to a man, because we're never spoiled rotten. But we certainly are available in case you'd like to do so. I want to read for you. You need not turn to it. Two passages. One is just one little line from what we read a while ago. The seed is rotten under their clods. The seed is rotten under their clods. Then I read for you a couple of verses in Revelation. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And that word ripe there means overripe, shriveled up, or withered. It stayed on the vine too long, and the harvest of the earth is ripe or over rotten. Now I read one other verse. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. What it means is, as it meant in verse 15 a little while ago, they're spoiled rotten. Thrust in the sickle, for the grapes are spoiled rotten. I want to talk to you for a while about that. Our Heavenly Father, I sure do want you to help me this morning, because I sure do want to be a help to these dear people who have come today. I pray you'd teach us the secret of life in the next 30 minutes or so. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, just who is it? Look right this way. Just who is it who is spoiled rotten? It is he who receives and receives and receives and receives and never gives. The seed was rotten, the Bible says. The seed was rotten. Now, there are three places where fruit can rot. In the first place, the seed can rot and go unplanted. In the second place, it can become rotten on the tree if it's not harvested. That's what it said a while ago in the verses I read. Thrust in the sickle, for it is overripe or withered on the vine. The third place that the fruit can rot is between the harvest time and the time it's eaten. All of you have left fruit too long on the table, or maybe even left something too long in the refrigerator, and something has gotten rotten. The other day I want to get a piece of cheese, and I love cheese, and I opened the refrigerator to get some cheese, and there was a piece. I started to eat it, and it was all white, and it had been in there in the refrigerator too long. It had gotten not rotten, but you know what I mean. It had become unedible as far as I'm concerned because it was left too long. Now, the honest, it can become rotten when the seed is unplanted. It can become rotten when the fruit is unharvested, or it can become rotten when the fruit is not eaten. Now, what it is this. The farmer receives it and then gives it up. The ground receives it and gives it up. The tree receives it and gives it up. Now, the fruit will rot and be spoiled rotten if it's not placed in the ground, if it's not placed on the tree, if it's not placed on the plate or on the dish, and if it's not eaten. That means this. That means the law of receiving is to give. Did you hear what I said? Look right this way. The law of receiving is to give. I'm going to make six statements. I want you to listen very carefully to them because they summarize what I'm saying this morning. Number one, I said a while ago, the law of receiving is to give. Number two, listen carefully, God gives nothing to us. God gives nothing to us. Number three, all that God gives is given through us. Number four, nothing can be kept and enjoyed. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's knowledge. I don't care if it's money. I don't care if it's peace. I don't care if it's love. Nothing can be kept and enjoyed. Number five, that which passes through us, listen carefully, that which passes through us can only be enjoyed if it keeps moving. You will never enjoy money that you keep. You'll enjoy money that you receive and give up. That's the law of giving. Now you say, Brother House, I don't believe that. That's why you got a grouchy look on your face right now. Because you want to receive. But you don't. God never gives anything to you. God gives something through you. You see, everything originates with God. And God gives it to one who passes through him to another, and it passes through him to another, and it passes through him to... vacation time comes, and you're gone for a couple of 3 weeks on vacation. You come back home, and you turn the water on. And all of a sudden, there's a spit and a spew, and some black water comes out. And the water's not good to drink. You know why? Because that water's been sitting there in the faucet. But that water wasn't made to sit there in the faucet. That water was made to pass through the faucet. And that's the problem with your life. You've got some dirt in your life because you've not passed along what God has given to you. I said again, God never gives anything to you. God gives something through you. And you can only enjoy it while it's passing through. I said, number one, the law of giving is to receive. I said, number two, nothing is given to us. I said, number three, all is given through us. I said, number four, nothing can be kept and enjoyed. Let me say it again. Nothing can be kept and enjoyed. Let me say it again. Nothing can be kept and enjoyed. I said, number five, that which passes through us can only be enjoyed if it keeps moving. I'll say number six, everything that God gives, hear me carefully, must be dispersed to be enjoyed. Everything that God gives must be dispersed to be enjoyed. If you get it and keep it,
You won't enjoy it. You won't enjoy it. But if you get it and disperse it, you'll enjoy it while you have it. It's like a river. My favorite body of water is not the ocean. My favorite body of water is not a lake. My favorite body of water is not a pond. My favorite body of water is a river. Why? Because a river never keeps. It takes and it gives. Actually, there's no such thing as a river. There's just a valley, that's all. There's just a depression, and the water flows through it. But the water in the river is not the same water that was there an hour ago. And the water an hour from now will not be the same. You will never enjoy anything. Listen to me. You'll never enjoy anything that you keep. You'll only enjoy it if you give it away. Now, wait a minute. Not only will you enjoy giving it away, but you'll enjoy it while you have it if you're going to give it away. First Baptist Church of Hammond and its ministries takes in about $15 million a year. I often go to bed at night in some hotel room and wonder if $40,000 came in that day. Every day. Every day. The truth is, we don't have $40,000 probably in the bank right now. You know why? Because we're not getting this money to stack it up. We're getting this money to let it go through us. That's why we take people think we're rich. We're not rich. We're rich as far as accumulation of money is concerned. I'm saying that everything that God gives is like a river. And the reason you're unhappy today is you're hoarding up what God gave to go through you, and you got it blocked up, and it's not going through you. You're not the conduit that takes the power from the source to the next person. You got it all blocked up, and you're miserable, and you're not going to be happy with anything that God gives you till you decide it's not given to you, it's given through you. Let me take the matter of love. By the way, let me explain something to you. God chooses to call Christian graces fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. All right, let's go back to, why did God call it fruit? Because if the seed of the fruit is not planted, it'll spoil. And if the fruit stays on the tree, it'll spoil. And if it's off the tree, if it stays, lies there, and is not eaten, it'll spoil. Now, when God says love and joy and peace and long-suffering are the fruit of the Spirit, He's likening it to fruit on purpose. God makes no mistakes. God is saying that love, if it's kept, it'll spoil. So what happens is this. Love is given, and love is received from God, and love is given. And more love is received, and more love is given. And more love is received, and more love is given. For 35 years, I've been pastor of this church. All in the world I've been doing is taking the love that God has given me and giving it to you. That's all I've done. And that's why I love you 10,000 times more today than did 35 years ago. Because I received it from God. I didn't say, oh, my heart is filled with love. Well, empty it. Let God fill it again. I received the love of God. I gave it to you. I received it. I got more, and I gave it to you. And I received more, and I gave it to you. I'm saying God did not give you love to stay in your heart. God gives you love to pass through you to other people. Otherwise, it'll spoil. And that's why some of you are love sick. You're love sick. Because you never... Look, wives, don't have love for your husband. Love the crazy guy. Husbands, don't have love for your wife. Love the beautiful thing. I'm simply saying that the honest truth is there are people all over this room spoiled rotten. Why? You never love anybody. You want to get love. You want God to love you. You want mama to love you. You want daddy to love you. You want your husband to love you. You want your wife to love you. But you never love anybody, and you are spoiled rotten. Why? Because the fruit of the Spirit called love is stagnant inside you. And God did not give you that love to you. He gave it through you. God wanted to love the world. And God gave me love to pass through me to the world. Or I'm spoiled rotten. Through the Spirit. Joy. Love, then joy. God did not give joy to me. God gives joy through me. God did not give me joy for me to enjoy by keeping. God gave me joy so I could enjoy it while it was passing through me. And I could enjoy it again as I gave it to you. So one day, and by the way, I do have love. I do have love. But the reason I have more love than some people have is because I pass it on. I use what I have. God will not give you more love if there's no room for it. And I have joy. I'm happy. I'm a happy person. You'll have a little hard time seeing me down in the dumps. I'm a happy person. You know why? Because God gave me joy. We say, I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Well, let it out. God gave me joy. I gave it to you. God gave me more joy. I gave it more to you. God gave me more joy. I gave it to you. I'm only the banks. The water of love flows through me. I'm only the banks. The water of joy flows through me. That's why a lot of you spoil rotten. You want joy. You want to have fun. Listen to me. I'm trying to help you. Look at me and listen to me. I'm trying to help you. You're spoil rotten. Why? You're only concerned about your own happiness. And the fruit of joy is spoiled. It's spoiled on the tree. And you're spoiled rotten. God gave you that joy. He gave you that joy to pass through you. He didn't give it to you. He gave it through you. There are people all over this room this morning that are here mainly for one reason. And that is, you can't make it tomorrow if you don't come today. I wish you could read my mail sometime, the good part. I wish you could read my mail. I wish you could read little widow women that have little children in their ear that write me notes and say, Brother Hiles, I couldn't make it without Sunday morning. I just sit there and wait for the sermon on Sunday. Why? Tell you exactly why. Because God gave an old man joy and he didn't keep it. He passed it on to you. And God said, okay, here's some more. And I took it and passed it on to you. And God said, here's some more. I took it and passed it on to you. But a lot of you are spoil rotten because you don't care if anybody else is happy. You don't care if your husband's happy. You don't care if your wife is happy. You don't give a flip about anybody but I, me, my, mine, we, us, and ours. And that's why you're spoil rotten, and that's why you're miserable. Your joy is like a peach on a tree that's swiveled up and not harvested. Your joy is like seed that's unplanted. Your joy is like a piece of fruit that sits on the table and is never eaten, never does anybody any good. Now you listen to me. I'm sick and tired of all these stupid idiots called psychiatrists and all these morons who are called psychologists and all these idiotic counselors saying, how to be happy. You can't get happy. Happiness doesn't come to you. Real happiness goes through you. Brother, if it doesn't keep on going through you, it stops and stagnates and rots. And your love is spoil rotten. And your joy is spoil rotten. And your happiness is spoil rotten. You say, well, it's more blessed to give than receive. No, sir. It's more blessed to have if you're not going to have it long. God likens the Christian graces to fruit. Love, joy, peace. I have the peace that passeth understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart. Well, get it out and spread it. God never gave, hear me carefully, God never gave peace to anybody. God never gave love to anybody. God never gave joy to anybody. Love and joy and peace are borrowed temporarily to pass on to others. And listen, fresh joy is better than old joy. And fresh love is better than stale love. And fresh peace is better than stale peace. It only stays fresh when it's passed on. So I tell you, I say this often. I want to help couples. I want to help married couples. But I can't help you if you don't get off your selfish party. There's no way I can help you. Come on to see me. I'll sit there and try and fail again. But as long as you keep saying, he's not giving me what I deserve, I'm not getting what I want, she's not what I think, what I need, I don't care if you had what you asked for. I said to a lady last night, if you got what you asked for, you wouldn't be satisfied. It's not this thing you want, it's the next thing that you want. Oh, my soul, listen to me. For 35 years, listen, I've stood up here. I've given you the secrets to life. There's no need for you to be unhappy. Keep your love fresh by letting it pass through you. Keep your joy fresh by letting it pass through you. Keep your peace fresh by letting it pass through you. Goodness. Goodness is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, God, help me pay my bills. Did you ever dawn on you somebody else has a few bills and you get paid? Did you ever dawn on you to, every time God gives you money, it's somebody that he uses to give it to you? God sure has been good to me. Well, some people have too. Every once in a while, not kiddingly, I'll give somebody a little something and they'll say, praise God. I'll say, praise God. Nothing, I gave it to you. God gets all the credit. And I'm just kidding, of course, a little bit. Every time God has ever supplied your needs, somebody was not like you are. God gave something through them, and then he stops with you, and you keep on. And that's one reason why you need all the time. You're spoiled rotten. I was in a little church. Jamaica. Didn't have any baptistry. They had to baptize in a creek, river. Had no song books. Lizards on the walls. Walked by snakes coming up to the building. So I'll never go back. And they stood up there. Listen to me. That little church in Jamaica, started by a missionary, they took up an offering for foreign missions. Now get this. For a missionary that's sent to the United States. Poor people are supposed to give too. You're supposed to. I don't care what it is God gives you. If it's money, if it's knowledge, if it's love, if it's joy, if it's peace, you're supposed to let it go through you. You're spoiled rotten. Some of you are spoiled rotten because you want love but never pass it on. You're spoiled rotten because you want joy but never pass it on. I've said this often in my preaching around the country. And I made mention last Sunday night, I think. I don't know anybody here that's mad at me. Maybe somebody. I don't know anybody that's fighting me. Maybe some. I don't know. But I get by with preaching like I preach up here because you know that love flows through me and not to me. And joy flows through me and not to me. And peace flows through me and not to me. God said, if the seed lies on the ground, it'll rot. If the fruit stays on the tree, it'll rot. If the fruit stays on the ground or on the table, it'll rot. The farmer says, I got the seed, I give it to you, ground. The ground says, I got the seed, I give it to you, tree. Tree says, I've got the seed, I give it to you to eat. And the entire purpose and order of God's life is he gives through you and not to you. Same thing is true about all the fruit of the Spirit, faith. Love not given becomes spoil rotten. Joy not given becomes spoil rotten. Peace not given becomes spoil rotten. Goodness not given becomes spoil rotten. Faith not given becomes spoil rotten. My Bible says in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given you. Now that means you don't give, it shall not be given you because there's no room for you to take it. Give, and it shall be given. And God is not, I'm sick and tired of these stupid idiots that call themselves TV evangelists that said if you'll send some seed money in, but they're always the ground. They'll tell you where to plant it. Plant it in my yard. Then you'll get rich. No, you won't. If you plant that seed or give that seed money to God, you won't get rich, but you will get more money than you'd ever gotten if you got rich, because God will keep on giving as long as you keep on giving. I used to sit in my study in East Texas, a little country church. I used to dream of someday being a millionaire. Being a millionaire. I dreamed of someday making $1 million. And I got news for you. I have made tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars. But it's been given so I can pass it on. Wait a minute. Nothing wrong with enjoying it while you got it. I mean, between the time you get it and the time you give it, enjoy it. But you won't enjoy it if you keep it. Why? Because it becomes rotten. That's why. Give, shall be given you. It's true with knowledge. Some of you folks, truth-wise and knowledge-wise, are spoiled rotten. Some of you right now are saying, boy, I love this truth. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. Yeah, I love this truth. And you sit here on Sunday morning and you get truth. You come back tonight, you'll get more truth. You come back Wednesday night, you'll get more truth. And you have never taught a Sunday school class. You never win a soul to Christ. You never go and tell anybody about the Savior. You just have spoiled truth and you're spoiled rotten. Why? You take truth and take truth and take truth and take truth and take truth. It's time you gave out the truth that God's given to you. Spoiled rotten. Spoiled rotten because you want to be loved, but you don't pass it on. Spoiled rotten because you want to be happy, but you don't pass it on. Spoiled rotten because you want to have peace, but you don't pass it on. Spoiled rotten because you got money you don't pass on. Listen to me. Sinners, listen. Hey, sinners, I'm preaching to you fellas. Most miserable people in this world are people who've made less money than I have made but haven't passed it on. Ask Marilyn Monroe. Ask Elvis Presley. Ask O.J. Simpson. Bunch of miserable people, spoiled, rotten. Why? Gimme, 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 gimme. It's time you said, I've got it, I have it, I'll give it. And God said, I'll give you some more. And as long as you keep distributing and dispersing it, I'll keep on giving it. America's full of seminaries and colleges and Bible institutes that are dead as last year's Christmas tree. You know why? They got a bunch of professors that never witness, never tell anybody about Jesus. They got a whole reservoir of spoiled truth. They're spoiled rotten. Their truth is spoiled rotten. They know about justification, but never tell anybody that's not justified about it. They know about sanctification, but never tell anybody who's not sanctified about it. And our churches are drying up today because our pastors are being trained by a bunch of dead theologians whose truth is spoiled. I'm talking this morning to a lot of people who are spoiled rotten. Spoiled rotten. Listen to me. Listen to me. Young people, listen to me. Spoiled, rotten. I wish I had a friend. I wish I had a friend. You're spoiled, rotten. And you'll be spoiled till you say, I wish I could, I would be a friend. I don't think anybody loves me. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I'm going out and eat worms. I'll feed them to you. You got a bunch of love right now that's rotten in your heart and rotten in your stomach. Why? Because you receive. God said, give, and it shall be given you. And give. And that's in the linear tense. It means you keep on giving, and I'll keep on giving. You keep on giving, I'll keep on giving. You keep on giving, I'll keep on giving. Talking to people this morning, spoil rotten with money. Just go ahead and count it. That's why it's called filthy lucre. But no money that moves through you is filthy. It rots because you don't keep it moving. I'm talking to folks who are spoiled rotten with knowledge. You know, I'd be ashamed to have some little college freshman who doesn't know what the word justification means. To him, Paulinian theology is some book written by Pauline. And you'd have laughed if you hadn't have thought that yourself. Eschatology is some kind of a southern vegetable. And yet you sit there and you know the doctrines of the Bible. I'm talking to people with white hair today. I'm talking to folks my age or older today who know it and know it and know it, but your knowledge is rotten. It's rotten. I said it's rotten. Because it's fruit. It's not passed along. I'm talking to people all over this house today who are spoiled rotten. Your love is spoiled rotten. Because you've not passed it on. It's like that seed that's not been planted. It's like that fruit that's not been harvested. It's like that fruit been sitting on the ground or on the table for months. And it becomes soft and rotten and gushy. And you pick it up, you'd have to wash your hands after you put your hands. And you wouldn't touch it at all. Why? The only reason is it was either the seed on the ground that wasn't given up, or it was the fruit on the tree that wasn't given up, or the fruit in the dish that wasn't given up. And you sit there today with a fruit of the Spirit called love, and you want it and want it and want it. In God's name, somebody else wants it too. And if you want to get it, you're going to have to give it. God will not give you love till you get rid of that which you've got. And then He'll give you more love. And you give more love. He'll give you more love than that. And you give more love than that. And He'll give you more love than that. I'm talking to folks this morning whose joy is spoiled rotten. And I'm just not happy. You know why? Because your happiness is spoiled. It's rotten fruit. I said rotten fruit, because you never try to make anybody happy. Anybody that knows me knows this. I have one little motto. I have several, but one little motto especially. When I pass somebody and cross their path, I want them to feel just a tad better than they felt before I crossed their path. And that's why I'm friendly. And that's why I speak to people. And that's why I sometimes cut up with people I've never met in my life before. Dr. Evans and I were down in Jacksonville, Florida. He flew down with me. I was preaching with Dr. Bob Gray several years ago. Caught a plane about 6 o'clock in the morning. Got out there. It was still dark. 5:15 or so. Walked up to the desk to check in my car I'd rented. And the lady at the thing was unfriendly. I said, "Good morning. How are you?" She didn't say a word. I said, "Nice day." She didn't say a word. I said, "You mad at me?" She said, "No. It's just too early to be nice." And I said, "Ma'am, if you'll come around here on this side of the desk, you'll find it the same time around here it is over there. Time zones don't change between me and you." She put her pen down and started laughing. She said, "I feel better already." And that's what I want everybody to do when they meet me. I want to take a little bit of the joy that I have, and I want to disperse it everywhere I go. I'm talking to folks today whose love is rotten because it's not been dispersed. Your joy is rotten. Your goodness is rotten. I sat there the other night and listened to Dr. Robertson preach. 85 years of age this month. And I sat there and listened to him preach, and I said, "There's something wrong here. There's an old man has to hold on before he walk up the platform. There's an old man that has to hold on to the pulpit and has to drink some water while he's preaching. There's an old man that had to quit pastoring. And here he is encouraging these young folks. These young folks ought to be up here cheering him up. Bless God, I'm not going to go through life and take the fruit of the Spirit and let it rot inside of me. You just go ahead, honey. You just go ahead, sweetie. You just go ahead, Oswald and Gertrude, and you go ahead. You say, well, my name is Gertrude. Well, the Holy Spirit told me to say that. Blame him. But you go ahead, Gertrude, and you go ahead, Oswald, and you come to my office and say, I'm just not getting what I need. Well, bless God. God has given you joy. Give it away, and God will give you some more. You're living on stale, rotten joy. You're living on stale, rotten love. You're living on stale, rotten peace. You're living on stale, rotten goodness and stale, rotten faith. In God's name, take the law of God, the law of receiving and giving and receiving and giving, and become a river where rivers of joy and love flow through you. And become a conduit where the graces of God that He calls the fruit flow to you, through you, to somebody else. Father, I want to keep on, but I can't. I pray somebody gets some sense.